The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com. I'm here.
Oh, hey, I can hear you right off the bat.
Yeah. Is your computer low or something?
Why, you can't see me?
No, I can see you, but it looks like you're looking down at your computer.
How's that?
Much better. I'm all, do I have to be like this? I'm all looking.
The audio listeners are just like, what is going on over there? Well, there's a lot of things happening. It's been a week.
It hasn't been a week.
No, it's been for me. It's been a week.
It's always a week for you, Frank. It's always a week for you. Let's just put it out there now that it's always a week for Frank.
It is. There's always, my life is a series of moving parts that sometimes, you know, one gear goes this way and turns the gear this way.
Tell us about it, because I have nothing to talk about. Because nothing goes on in my life. I have nothing happening.
Well, let me break it down for you. First of all, we had our championship game last week.
Yep.
And we won. District 49 champions.
Do I have my kid? Have applause in here?
Do it. Hit it. Hit it.
Ambulance. Sad trombone.
No, not that one.
No, I don't. We'll just do a surprise. I don't know what that.
Yay! All right. Surprise. Yeah. So they won the championship. It was a good game. We had the opportunity to lose two games because we remained undefeated throughout the tournament. But when we got to that championship game, even if we lost that one, we still had one more opportunity to play one more game. The other team did not. That was their elimination game. We won. It was a tight game. It was 3-2. We went up very early, got three runs in like the second inning, and then just kind of held on to that lead. We couldn't get any more runs. Our hits were kind of sparse. And then in the later innings, I think it was like the fourth or fifth, because they play six innings. So they play six innings and we were the home team. So we had the top of the other team had batted at the top of the inning. So going into the fifth, it was still 3-0. Fourth or fifth, and then they scored two runs and it got super tight. Then it came down to getting to the sixth inning, you know, top of the sixth. The other team's up. All we need is three outs. We get the first two pretty quickly. The pitcher walks a batter and the batter steals second and third very easily because, like, we're not going to try to throw them out because that's the tying run. Like, any overthrow, it has to, if they're going to get them out, it has to be a perfect throw on the base path. So here it is. Runner on third, down by one. That's a tying run. Kids up to bat, two strikes. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. Gets a third strike, and we win the game for the third out.
And so
I almost passed out. I started like screaming, and I jumped up, started screaming, and my vision's all. I almost passed out twice.
So now what happens now?
So now we move on. So that today's Tuesday, and we have our first game of the tournament this week, or the next phase. So I in the last episode, I called it. You have your district tournament, which is what we won, which was the District 49, and then I thought we move into the regional tournament, and then after regional is state. But actually, there is no regional tournament, so we're moving right into state. And I don't know, because there's still one more tournament after that. I think basically what it is this tournament is for the Southern California title. Mm-hmm. And then after that, then you would play like SoCal, NorCal, and then after that, move on from there. So we're starting that tournament today, which, again, my life is a bunch of moving parts and just waiting for like the very last like minute for everything. So we also have this vacation plan.
Yeah.
We're going to be heading up to the lake tomorrow to hang out with Holly and Joey and a few other people from the club, which was so tentative because everything was like hinging on all of these games and stuff. So now we won. So now we're entering the next tournament. So we're playing one game today. And then they play a game on Saturday. So it all comes down to, like, wins, losses, yeah. right? So if we – and I guess just eat up time because this is it's very complicated. Yeah. So we play today. So if we win today, then we play on Saturday. My kid is going to miss the Saturday game because we're going to be gone. Yeah. So if they win today, it doesn't matter what happens today because we'll play on Saturday. But if we win today and win Saturday – then our next game isn't till Monday. And we were planning on coming back on Monday anyway. Actually, win-win is Tuesday. A game on Tuesday. And we were planning on coming back Monday because we were going to spend a few days at the lake and then go into San Francisco, do some stuff there, and then come home. If they win today, lose Saturday, game Sunday. So we get up early Sunday morning and drive straight down to Bloomington to this game from NorCal. From 2 hours past San Francisco. It's like a nine-hour drive.
That's crazy because like I had a photo shoot one time up near Modesto and I left Phoenix early in the morning, drove to Corona to drop a buddy off, and then drove up there, and I almost missed it because there was two sections of traffic that put me like out, you know what I mean? So like
what on what freeway on the on
this was in Southern California, so but I mean like
so
yeah, your chances of traffic are pretty nil. You know what I mean? Like on the 99 or the 5.
Well, we come down the 5. So, yeah, I think I think it'll all work out. So that's one scenario. Okay, so that's two scenarios. So win-win, game Tuesday. Win-lose, game Sunday. Lose, we finish our vacation. We don't have to come back.
These are all great scenarios. All these scenarios have silver linings.
They do, yes.
I'm surprised that you're actually going to miss a game.
I know. But, I mean, like, we had already set up this thing. You know, Holly has been very kind and kind of, you know, put herself out on a few things. So, like, it'd be very rude of us not to go, you know?
Yeah.
So, we have to go. Like I said, it's just a bunch of what ifs. Because people are asking us, like, you know, my family is like, what's happening? Because, like, we didn't even know what the scenario was about this next tournament until the other tournament was done. Because you can't even plan a week ahead because you don't know what's going to happen. And so it's been a really, like, touch-and-go planning. And then up until, to be honest with you, what is today, Tuesday? Up until, because we hit, it's been such a blur. I don't even know when we played. I think we played on Sunday. I don't even know. I don't even know. Anyway, but yeah, it's just total touch and go all the way up until the last minute. And then, those are all the scenarios. There was one more scenario, which is, that's another scenario. Lose today,
win
Saturday, game Monday.
Oh, okay.
So then that gives us a little more breathing room. The minimum amount of breathing room is win, lose, or lose, win. Then we have to be back on Sunday by 7 p.m.
So you would get up really early and just drive straight through.
Yeah, we'd get up 4 or 5 in the morning and just come straight down. Give ourselves a buffer. Wouldn't even stop here at the house. We just go straight down. My sister lives in Rancho, so we'd probably just, you know, get to that point. But anyway, my kid won the District 49 championship. I'm super proud. That's cool. We'll throw up some photos. This is her holding the banner. And then I'm always very careful, like putting the whole like team, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like just because, you know,
yeah,
I don't want to sound full of myself or anything, but my social media web is a lot wider. Yeah. So I'm sure if like, you know, if other like parents posted the kids, like it's not going to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
no, I know. Yeah.
It's just something that I have to think about. So I'm very careful to put the whole team. Or, you know, anybody out on social media like that without their permission. But, so that was one aspect of my week. It's been a week, is dealing with this whole softball thing. I've had jobs that are pending. I had a job that just kicked my ass.
That was the Panda one?
Thanks,
this
Panda.
One?
That was that. That one too.
Oh, like, no, they that all was just, the Santa Cruz one that you just did, huh?
Yeah, but I did that one as well. And it was just like, just little things. It almost got to the point also where it was comical towards the end.
Yeah.
Like things were messing up and I'm just like, come on. Like, so like just little tiny things, like the print is a little wrong, or in my case, in two cases, like it spent too much in the dryer and the ink got a little weird, and I could have just been like, eh, whatever, but I wasn't going to do that, you know? So I had to redo it, and then I had to go. So I usually order shirts off of the wholesale website and I get them and I print them. But if I'm in a pinch, there's a local shop here who sells t-shirts and they're like three times the price, but whatever, it's in a pinch. So I go to the thing. And I buy, I needed two.
These are Spectres, right? You know,
well, they ended up, the stuff I can get from this.
No, I'm just saying, but the ones that you normally use, right?
Yeah, Why don't you Spectres.
Just order shirts? And you are a printer, so you constantly print shirts. Why don't you just have shirts on hand?
I do. Black shirts. But I normally don't carry white
shirts.
That's
right. He did white ones on these ones.
He did white ones. And those are the ones that, like, yeah, it was just a whole
that would be kind of a no reason to keep a bunch of those around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially white. Ugh.
Yeah, you're,
I've kept white shirts.
And they're just gonna get nasty anyways.
They're in a box.
Yeah,
they'll just
get.
I don't know.
You look at those
dingy
things wrong, and they'll get dirty. I'm so scared to do white. I'd love to do a run of white shirts, but even sealed in plastic, I just get scared.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. It's too much.
Because even like displaying a white shirt, it's gonna get dirty when you display it. So you're at the end of the day, you might as well
like
just give
it to someone. The first show.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So now every show you got to do, you got to put a fresh shirt on.
You have to order extra smalls because you're...
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. Yeah. So that was the thing that was kicking my ass this week. And then I had an order that the dude ordered like 3 weeks ago, and I just didn't have time to reprint that design. And I finally got that done. So I'm all caught up. As of today, I'm completely caught up, all ready to go. And I'm actually just ready to go and enjoy the lake, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get out of here and just go chill. It's going to be hot up there, though, too. So it's going to be like over 105 down here in the desert.
Yeah.
But it's also going to be that hot up in where we're going.
Yeah, it does get really hot up there. I remember being up in Napa one time filming at a winery, and it was excruciatingly hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hot this morning. I haven't barely been out of my house and done anything.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry? Yes. Opens the door, asks me mid. Are you mid podcast?
No,
just everything. The light. Just hanging out.
You need an on air, but an on air light.
I know. The kids have been on summer break. Usually they're. I got them up early today. Usually they're asleep. But you know how kids are on summer break.
No, I don't.
Oh no, you don't.
I know how I was during summer break. That was a long time ago.
It doesn't change.
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
That's how I've been on. I feel like I'm on a summer break.
Like, yeah.
I feel like I don't even know. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just so, it's weird. I don't think the last thing I've like actually gone out and done was filming over at Trey 5, and then he left out of town. So that was at the beginning of June. Like beginning of June.
And yeah, so you just been.
I've just been. I mean, I've had like editing stuff, you know, editing other people's like client work and stuff. I took on a couple things, but like, and then now finally I had a job this morning, and I have a job tomorrow. I got a job Friday. So like.
Oh, so you're busy
and
now.
The next week is all. But it's funny because
July is going to be a busy month.
Well, what do you mean?
For like, we're recording podcasts. We're going to shows. No.
Here's the thing. It's not busy.
Go ahead.
We're not busy. Like, you're busy, right? Uh-huh. But like, I always say this because it always kind of fascinates me when people talk about this, because like, people do what you do and also get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go to work 9 to 5, and then get off and then do it 5 days a week.
Right.
Right. So like, are you printing shirts Monday through Friday, 5 days a week?
No.
So all these things that we talk about, like, oh my gosh, it's been a week. It has not been a week. Like, we are very fortunate in what we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because all these other people listening also have with kids that also play sports, that also do all these things and then also do that. And the reason I say that is because like a lot of people that go to shows, like they have, they do that too, right? They'll be at like mm-hmm. shows far, far away, and they also still do all these other things too. Like the, that balance, you know? So it just always cracks me up when, cause I think I'm just like, man, I'm tired.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty tired too.
Well, yeah, but you,
okay. Oh, and then also just as a quick side note, my freaking, like main water pipe broke the other day. So I had to do that all of a sudden. But anyway,
but I'm just saying, like, when was the last time you worked a 9-to-5-er?
Never. Not,
so that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like we talk about these things and like, we don't have those things. So like we have an easy life. So as much as like, we like, oh man, it's so busy. Think about that.
Yes, it is. It's a very charmed life, and it is, but it is, I mean, it does get stressful. Like even like doing these episodes and stuff, like it does,
it's not stressful.
Cause like, well, let's take the, well, let's so talk about that 9-to-5 thing. Well, let's talk about the 9-to-5 thing. A guy goes to work 9-to-5. Like he goes in, does his job, and he comes home. Like once he walks out the door, like that's it. It has no bearing on his life whatsoever. Yeah. But like all of this other stuff, like, yeah, it is charmed and it is an extracurricular thing, but it is nonsense. It's all the time.
Kind of.
If I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, because like we're either, you know,
well, we should do this. We should actually like clock in and see actually how many hours that we work during the week. Okay. And then compare that to a 40-hour work week with a 45-minute commute each way.
But we can't take into consideration kids or any home.
No, because those other people have that too.
Yeah, they got
they have. It's well. Not like a. That's not their job. Is their job like? And they also can't like stop midday and just go do something.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they are there. They're way in the morning, 45 minutes dealing with people, then dealing with people at work. I mean, both of our wives do it. You know what I mean? So it's
that's true.
It's we are, I don't want to say what we do is easy, obviously. But we can never, it's like you say you never worked a 9-to-5. That's all I did for the longest time. And it is, and it sucks. Like it is. Yeah,
I can imagine.
Yeah. Especially when you have a crappy job. Like if you have a good job, cool. Like if you enjoy what you do and all that stuff, but man, if you don't enjoy what you do, figure out how to enjoy what you do because it, as much as we always say, oh, it's been a week, oh, this. Like it's really nice.
I try not to take my life for granted because like it is pretty charmed. Like, and like, I mean, you know, more detail about my life than most. And it is, it's pretty charmed. Like it just, we're just sort of like doing it, you know, but hey, stress is stress. Things can stress you out.
Well, a lot of things stress you out.
Oh yeah. I mean, everything does. Everything.
How did that water well thing? So what? That's that tank that's outside your property, right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what? How? Tell me about
So that thing, that's pretty interesting. So the like pressure tank. So basically, it fills up with water. It has a pocket of air at the top, and it puts pressure in the house. That's how it creates pressure. So the tank that was there, along who like, well, my dad who built the house way back when he put it on, he put the tank up on these like little blocks, but after 40 years, they just tend to rot away. And the tank was starting to lean and not starting to lean. By the time it was done, it was like this. Yeah. And so when it was doing that, it was just putting a bunch of pressure on the main line on those joints. And I knew for a long time, like, I'm like, that's eventually going to start leaking.
Yeah.
And it's always when everything is going on.
It's never when it's never when softball's over. It's never when it's not like when you don't have anything to print. It's never when you don't have shows to go to.
It's always in the middle of it. So I'm walking past it and I look down and it's leaking and I'm like, well, here we go. Like it's really weird because like you just like at that moment I was ready to start printing some shirts. I had everything set up, everything ready to go. And I walk by it and I see it and I'm like, well, that my whole day just changed right there. And this was Saturday. And I was like, okay, well, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
So we went out. And the thing that I found the most interesting is, and I'll put this picture on there too. The tank that was sitting there was purchased at this supply house here in the desert, and it had stamped 1983. And I went back to that exact same supply house and bought another.
I know.
Tank
I saw you post that. I thought that was really interesting.
It was really cool.
You never see that anymore. Like things change so fast, and technology, like, you know, things that we did in the 80s, we don't usually do now.
Whatever. Yeah. Which is also interesting because someone said that to me. They're like, oh, that's cool, but they just don't make them like they used to. I'm like, actually, they make it exactly like it's the same damn tank. Really? Like, it is the same. It's the same. Obviously the same capacity, everything, but it's built the exact same way. It's like, it's the same thing. Yeah. So like it's one of those rare things that it didn't change. For 40 years, it's still built the exact same way.
So is your well underneath that, or how does it work?
Yeah, so the well is down the ground. It's 40-ish feet down, which is kind of deep for a well. Wells are usually like around the 15 to 20 foot mark, but this is what they consider. I don't forget what they have a term for it. It's like I don't know if they call it protected well or something like that, but it's deep. It's like 40 feet in the ground. And so, yeah, our water, that's where we get our water from. You know, a lot of people pay for their water. We don't. We just kind of pay for the electricity to pump it out of the ground, you know. So, and aesthetically, it was nice because that tank was super old.
It was. I remember walking by that going to your house, and I was like, what is that? What There's the a lot of that? Things around your house that you just don't question because they're just there,
yeah.
whatever.
You're just there. Yeah.
But I always looked at that, and I'm like, that's weird. What is that? A water heater? I don't know. Well, I'll just keep going.
A water heater? Yeah. No. Yeah, it is. It is. It is different.
Now, 40 feet. Is that just deep for a well near your house? Because I watch a lot of people that drill for water on their property and stuff. And there was this there was a channel I was watching a couple weeks ago, and they went down hundreds of feet for water.
Really?
Yeah.
Hundreds. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, that's considered, 40 feet is considered a deep well. We had one time where our pump went out and we had to get that replaced. And I was talking to the well guy who probably drilled the desert, it's small. Like all of these old companies still exist and they're still around. And the guy that, I don't know if he dug this one, but he's dug ones around here 40 years ago. Anyway, and he's like, yeah, it's a pretty deep. Because I was like, you know, I'm concerned sometimes. So I'm like, and you hear all the, like, we're running out of water. California's running out of water. Yeah. And I'm like, so what's the deal? Like, should I ever be worried? Because at first when the pump went out, I'm like, oh, shit, the well went dry. That's like your first thought, right? And so he came out and he's all, no, the motor smoked. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was like, so, you know, should I ever be worried about running out of water? And he's like, nah. He's like, no. He's all, you're deep enough to where you're probably never run out of water. And then when I told him, I said, oh, I was worried my well was dry. He's like, if your well dried out, then all of these people around you would be freaking out because there'd be no water. So I'm like, oh, that's a good point.
That's when the war starts.
Yeah. I just I close my gate. And then someone just pushes it over. But so that's just part of like life around here on the compound.
Yeah.
You know, I just I love like randomly just doing stuff. Like that, like a lot of people don't know about the well thing and that happened. And then yesterday I just happened to be walking through one of the garages out here and I see we have this.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
So we have this 1924 Dodge Brothers, and that's when like it wasn't Dodge, it was Dodge Brothers. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to snap a photo of this because it's 100 years old this year. Like I've never had a 100-year-old vehicle. And now I do, you know, so it's like I put that out there. And then at the same time, we were having, like my Cadillac, you've seen my white Cadillac before.
I've ridden in your white Cadillac.
We've cruised around it before. So my dad is kind of like, I had that for a long time, like in the early 2000s, I was driving it around and it was lowered on wire wheels and stuff. And then I kind of put it away for a long time and forgot about it. And my dad was like, well, I'm going to start, you know, putting it back together, like unlowered it. He put springs back in it and he's like, I just want it to be nice. Like, okay. So he takes it and he like got it all straightened out and everything. And he just happened to have like a detail guy here yesterday and he detailed it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to snap a photo of that. So it's like, I kind of like throwing these little things out there. Like, what is going on over there? Why do you have like this old freaking car?
So what are you
going
to do with it? Because you say nothing. You say you have this, but it's really kind of your family's.
Well, it's my family. Yeah, it's me and my dad.
So, but do you have any plans with it? Like, are that Dodge car, like, that's you're not obviously interested in older cars like that. So, like, what would you do if that just fell into your lap and now was yours? Like, yours, only yours. Like, do you ever think about anything like that?
I mean, like that would make a really cool hot rod. Like,
it would make a cool rat rod. Just cut it up.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it wouldn't serve a purpose as like a restored vehicle or anything. I think actually, you know what? I to make a bold statement, like when I see those like 1920s cars all restored, I'm like, that's lame. Yeah. Those should be hot rods. Yeah. It's just like, why? Like, some I mean, I get like, why is
I
it,
mean,
why,
look,
why?
Some people look at drive by your 4Runner and go,
yeah,
that serves zero purpose.
No, I get it. I totally get it. But yeah, no, I mean, like we have many, many cars on this property. My dad is, that's why I say like, you know, like my dad's getting older. He's in his mid to late 70s. And he's kind of realizing that, like, you know, dad don't really have time for all of them. He's anyway, that's another
that's a whole thing. Other but, story. But I'm just saying, like, do you in the back of your mind ever think about like plans for anything on there?
No, mm-hmm. I used to be like that when I was younger. Yeah. I'd be just like my dad. I wanted as many cars as I could. And I had like 8 cars. Yeah. Like I thought that was like cool. And then I realized that it's neat, I would say that, but yeah. It's not like cool. Like, you know, at one point I had a bunch of cars and they were all okay, and that's how I started building the 4Runner. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to get rid of all of these and then just build this one thing. So I don't really have, there's going to be a time when I'm going to have to get rid of all these things.
Well, there's going to be a time when it's those things will be able to fund something that you do like a Tacoma or, you know, like something that you actually do enjoy, you know, like,
no, for
like
sure.
You're like, this stuff is cool, but someone else can enjoy it. And I want this 4Runner, or I want a Tacoma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you basically will have a free Tacoma eventually.
Yeah, basically.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it's going to work out. And that day will come. But for now, we just have all these things around the property, you know, just stuff.
I'm going to get to a point soon where I'm going to have to start like, because I want like the Tacoma is like my thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the 4Runner for you, but it even goes deeper with me because I've had it for longer. It's been through this crazy journey and all these things, you know, like, so that is like something that I'm not going to sell. But then what am I going to do with the OBS? The OBS serves, it can tow, right? So it's going to look cool towing the Tacoma somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, but how many times am I going to do that? Or how many times am I going to take the OBS somewhere and not the Tacoma somewhere? Or maybe a few, like I would drive it to like the Chevy show, the slowdown or something like that. It would be cool. Right. But then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to sell that thing. Like it's going to get body drops. It's going to get used and then it's going to get sold. And then I have 2 more project in line after that. So I'm like, first of all, I don't have like room like you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, where am I going to, like, how is this all going to work out? And this is like, this being home this month has also like, everything's on hold for me right now too. So I'm also extra like anxious because if I had certain things already, then these things, I would be on the ball already. Like I'd be getting things rolling.
Yeah. That's what you said before. You're like in this weird, like limbo waiting process.
Weird limbo waiting process. And that's why I got bored and was like, the whole Rivian thing was going to happen.
Yeah.
That was,
getting bored. That's
getting bored with, yeah, exactly. Like
that's dangerous.
It is dangerous. You know, like I'm on Marketplace all the time, all the time. I'm just like, I don't need this. You know, I haven't bought any. Oh, I'm buying something that I found on Marketplace, but we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was out of pure boredom. And yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it'll all come together. Yep. But no, I could get completely what you're saying about all this. And that's the thing is like we have a lot of vehicles on this property. You can't build them all.
Well, and also it comes down to a budget too. Like,
oh yeah,
I would love to like build the Tacoma and keep it, which I'm going to do, and then build the OBS and keep it, and then build the next thing and keep it, and then get another hard body and keep it. But like
you can only drive.
You can
one
only
at a
drive
time.
One.
Yeah.
And you can. And I have to sell one to fund the next one.
Right.
There is not this, like my plan is to build one, sell it, use that money to build another, not necessarily make money off the top of it, maybe even lose money on the top of it. You know, like the goal is to like do these things, to make content, to sell t-shirts on the website. You know what I mean? To like all this stuff to like, not necessarily make like flip the cars and make money on those, but to create content and make money on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then also the whole room thing, you know, comes into play. Like,
yeah. Which you're very deviously putting together.
Oh, yeah. I have plans. That's all going to be part of the video too.
Nice. Yeah. And this is funny, like, that's what, because that's a big part of what we think of, like, when we deal with all this stuff, when we talk about all these different things, is, and that's kind of like to go back to what we're talking about our lives and what kind of makes them all work, is like, that's a big thing, like, content, like, and that's exactly why, like, when I'm walking past that vehicle, I'm like, I'm going to snap a picture of this and put it out there, because it's content in some way, you know? Yeah. It gets, people are like, oh, that's neat. Oh, that's cool. Ask a few questions, get a little interaction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole theme of what we got going on around here.
Yeah. Yeah. You have content. You have a content gold mine there.
I know. And it's, and I'm putting it all, and you
not
know,
necessarily with, secretive. Not, I know, but not necessarily with what's there, but that could help fund.
Oh yeah. I already have a whole thing planned out about what to do.
Yeah.
Like, cause like, again, like there's a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff going on, but I have this plan that will eventually come and be put together, and yeah, it will be, I'll have a whole series about this whole thing, about the compound and the history and all of the stuff on it and why it's here, and like to answer all those questions, like, why is that? Yeah. Well, let me explain.
And are you going to utilize that to figure out your plan with everything too? Are you going to like,
no, I already
work,
have a plan for everything.
Like work through it in live, like at a live time, like when you're ready, when you come to that like timeline in your life where, mm-hmm. you got to figure out what to do with all these vehicles, what to get rid of, what to keep, when you sell the stuff, what are you going to use the money for? What are you mm-hmm. like, what are you going to use the land for? Like all these things, are you going to like make a plan leading up to it? Or are you going to kind of like figure it out as you go?
I already got a loose plan and I already have a loose plan on how it's going to come together. I have a loose plan on how to like, cause the thing is like, I don't want to give away too much, but like,
well, you have like a loose plan of what you want. And then to make that come into a reality, you kind of have to go through it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're going to do, but you know what you want mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. And so it would be fun to like take everyone on the journey to try to get to the goal of what you want to do.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it's going to go down.
That's kind of where I'm at too, because this house here, Chelsea's listening to this and she's going to get mad at me because she, but like,
that's what Angie does all the time.
Yeah, sorry, I know. So like, Chelsea doesn't like to move. She doesn't. She's just not into it. I moved a lot. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I know this house is. I love this house. I love this area. But I know what I want, and it's, I want an acre of land, mm-hmm. with a shop and an office, that I can film stuff in. Because what I've also learned through this waiting period. It's like, if I'm going to like make content of me working on trucks or trucks being worked on or trucks being like a project from start to finish or start to mid, sell it, buy another one, do all these things. If I want to like go down that path, I have to do the work.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait on these other people. Mm-hmm. And but those people will be part of the process. Like when I can go down to Pandas and he can help or he can come. Like I'd love to have a shop where he could come and work at the shop a day. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So my,
and you have kind of like more control over like the production of it as well.
Yeah. So
instead of being like in their space, like adapting, like you can kind of have it in your own space. That's a cool idea.
Yeah. And his space is Panda just moved shop. So his shop is now smaller. So it's not like he has,
he moves to a smaller, I'm sorry, don't put his stuff out there, but it's smaller.
It's a smaller shop. Yeah. Well, it's also a lot cheaper. So it was a really good move what he did. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he has the room where I can just take my stuff down there and leave it there and he can just work on it when he has time. Mm-hmm. There's going to come to a point where I'm going to need to have the space. I'll have the welders. I'll have the stuff. And then I'll just need him to come help or someone to come help me, whether it's him or anyone, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
It could be Tony from Indiana, fly him out from Indiana.
That'd be cool.
For like a week and work on something,
whatever,
you know. So that's kind of like my loose want mm-hmm. versus plan, like plan versus want, you know. Like, I know what I want. We talked about this, like manifesting it into reality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm on Zillow every day too, and looking at stuff. Like my save search is 1 acre. And this and everything's super expensive and it's not going to like go down in price or anything, but yeah, that's kind of like my loose plan.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're saying. That you just kind of have this general idea on what to do and then just see how you're going to execute it kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like a 2 to 5 year plan, you know, kind of like, cause I'm 47. I'm going to be 48 this year.
Wow.
So I'm not going to be chipperly running around car shows my whole life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
Or slowly morphing into this, like where Chupas is going to be the one help. Like,
yeah. And I can already kind of see that, like you planting those seeds and kind of like putting that down, you know?
Yeah. 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 He's going to slow down with us. So he's going to help film. And I still enjoy filming and stuff like that. But like, if I want to keep Grindr TV, the channel, if I want to keep show coverage going, like I'm going to need help with doing it. You know what I mean? So,
Well, especially now that you've said before that you're kind of like shifting your focus on the content.
Yeah.
You know, to more builds and kind of like different things. And that's what you enjoyed it, which you enjoy doing anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. So talking about Slow, that's coming up in a couple weeks. I'm pretty stoked about that. And then I just found out yesterday, and I'm pretty sure this was already out there. I just found out myself, but Neptune's Net Cruise is going down that Sunday as well.
Yep.
Victor Mini Truck Revival. He puts on 3 events a year. And the first one is Neptune's Net. And they cruise from basically West LA up to Malibu, up to, what's that place called?
Isn't it called Neptune's Net?
Neptune's Net. Oh, oh, I'm on it today. Yeah, Neptune's Net, the restaurant. it's a really cool cruise.
And we're going to be, we would be coming down.
Yeah, we'd be coming down from Slow. Yeah. And then, yeah, so we won't have trucks or anything. So we'll probably be meeting them at the restaurant because we'll be coming the other way.
Yep.
And but it's a really cool cruise. I've done it a couple times in the past. Last year, me and Big Steve rolled out there. And, yeah, like I said, you cruise from West LA area, jump – it's Santa Monica. And then you jump on the PCH right there, and then you cruise up to the restaurant, hang out for about an hour or so. And then after that, they roll out of there, and they go to this it's called Point Magoo.
Mm-hmm.
Magoo? I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's like this like turn off, kind of like another 5-ish, 6-ish miles up. And yeah, everybody kind of hangs out for a little minute, chats, chops it up, and then, you know, you take off.
Yeah.
So it's a cool event. Yeah. So if people are always asking, what's going on? Well, that's going on. So we got Slow, which is in San Luis Obispo. That's a C10 show.
You guys are heading up Thursday, you said, right?
Yeah, we're going to roll out Thursday because the show's Friday, Saturday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Friday. I don't know what they changed it up this year. The show is Friday and Saturday. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure the main, like, big thing is going to be Saturday, so.
Okay. Oh, so Friday's just sort of like a hangout kind of, like,
I don't know. Like, I'm assuming it's more of just going to be a smaller, because they had, like, they were selling two-day show passes and 1 day. Well, they were sold out of the 2 days, but they still had the Saturday ones. So I'm assuming that's, like, a smaller portion of it on Friday, but regardless, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. And then that's at the, Avila Beach, golf course. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I didn't go last year. I went the year before when it was at the Madonna Inn, which was a cool venue, you know, but from what you were saying that the golf course is a little nice. I don't want to say nicer.
It's definitely not nicer. I mean, it is
different.
It's on a golf course but the ocean's right there. So like, you'll be able to like walk from the booth to Avila Beach where you were doing shots of with Mike and stuff right there. Like that's right behind the booth.
That's cool. That's super cool. And you're going to get a nice little break from the Arizona
heat. I know. This morning, like I said, this morning I left for a shoot and it was 100 degrees at 7 in the morning. And so we got down there. We kind of drove around the guy's shop. Like drove around the area to find a spot, and it's like all industrial, and it's just like there's not a lot of spots. So we found this spot. I did some photos for him, and then I did some video, and we were doing the video, and he's just sweating.
Yeah,
he's just like his shirt is just is just getting wet, and I was like,
that's great.
Yeah. I was like, you done? He's like, yeah. So I was like, so then I have to do B roll, and then we went to another location, and I was like, it's like, this is stupid. It's so bad. Yeah. And then Scott from Rev B was like, hey, I can't shoot cause we're going to do a video on Thursday. And I was like 7 in the morning, like no later. And he's like, yeah, all right. And he's like, well, I can't do anything till after 10. I'm all, you better pick another day.
Yeah, that's too hot.
It's just, it's too much. So
that's crazy. But yeah, but you get to escape. When we were out in Utah and we were talking to our buddy Daniel, cause he's coming out for slow. And, it's funny because it's like, he's all, well, what should we expect or what should I expect? Or, you know, should I, and I said, well, yeah, my best advice is bring a sweater.
Yes.
Because you're going to get cold.
Yeah. And last year, it was foggy and cold.
Oh, really? Yeah,
up until about, I don't know, 10, 11. And then the sun came out and it was fine. Like,
yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, that's just how it normally is.
Yeah, you always forget to bring a hoodie, especially coming from, like, if you've never grown up around the beach or around that area, yeah, not realizing that it's actually cold there in the summertime in the morning.
Well, especially if you're coming from like Arizona, yeah, like your first thought is like, oh, let me grab this.
Yeah, hoodie. You don't even bring shoes. You bring
probably like packed away.
Yeah, flip flops and shorts. Yeah, yeah, there's nothing. I always forget too when I leave to bring a hoodie anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And shoes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shoes. I've forgotten
sometimes,
shoes.
Sometimes forget, yeah, shoes. Yeah.
I'll remember. It's on my list.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Cool. Yeah, man. Excited about all that. Like I said, we're going on the vacation. We got more softball, car shows. That's why I'm saying, like, I think that's busy. There's stuff going. At least there's stuff going on. It could be nothing going on.
There could be nothing.
At least there's.
Well, that's because you have hobbies. Like, you have, yeah, you have a hobby that you know, where you know people, that creates, mm-hmm, like a social thing. You know what I mean? And you're, and yeah, that thing, you know people all over.
Oh, you're talking about
like about the club. So like it creates, like, mm-hmm, it creates things. So like, you're driving all the way to Northern California to hang out with people, which is, mm-hmm, like a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't have this kind of like social circle. They have a small social circle. And then if they go far, it's usually family related, where, mm-hmm, we have friends all over the place. So like,
yeah,
I was hoping that the Tacoma was going to be like farther along and I was going to be able to go to Camp and Drag. But next year I want to 100% go to Camp and Drag with the Tacoma and like go hang out and with Tony for a little while, like go up, yeah, for a couple days or a day. I don't know how long I can hang out with that guy. I don't know.
But it's kind of hard. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, he can show us around wherever he lives in Indiana. Like, what is there? Yeah, there's like, a race. I know there's a racetrack there somewhere.
They got like Wawa gas
station.
Yeah,
they take us to the gas station, and then I'm like, what else? And he's like, that's all we do.
That's all we got. Yeah. No, it's super cool. I was actually going to mention that, how it's so, and that's sort of going back to like that sort of charmed, you know, mm-hmm, kind of life is like, we have access to all of these great people all over the place. And one of my favorite things to do is exactly what you're talking about is like, when I go somewhere, like when we go to our Texas friends or, you know, even like, the twins and Danny up in, and Lindsay, like even going to that small little town is refreshing because it's just something different. Mm-hmm. And you have like access to these great people in this location and they're excited that you're there. So it's just a really cool experience. Like it's really a unique experience.
Yeah. And it's cool. Like, because when people come to your place, you get excited because when you live somewhere, mm-hmm, for so long, you're kind of numb to it. It's like people, yeah, that live in Vegas, like that's where they go for vacation or Southern California, the beach. You're like, yeah, it's just whatever. But then when people come, you're like, kind of get excited to like show them around.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. It's fun. It's always fun.
Speaking, yeah, of that, yeah, you're coming out, yep, here after.
I am. Yeah. And see, that's what I'm talking about. We're busy. I'm coming out there in a couple of weeks. We're going to shoot podcasts. Yeah. That's stuff.
That is stuff.
That's busy that stuff. Is stuff. And then that will help out our the people who check out the podcast, because then they won't have to listen to us ramble
about nothing, BS, about stupid things.
We have great guest episodes.
We have
coming
four
up.
Guest episodes we're filming out here.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And yeah, and then we're gonna go watch the Andrew Callaghan thing.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
It is gonna be interesting.
That's gonna be cool. Yeah. If people don't know what that is, that's Channel 5, Andrew Callaghan, like All Gas No Breaks back in the day. Yep. I'm like back and forth on that. Like I like it, but then some things I'm like, I don't know. So it's interesting.
Oh, you mean Channel 5 itself?
Channel 5 itself.
Yeah, but I think that's good. You know what I mean? Because I think, mm-hmm, like if you watch something that you, especially stuff like that he does, you know, if people don't know, mm-hmm, what he does, I don't want to say controversial, but he's pretty edgy on the things that he does.
Yeah, I would say so.
And if you're, and I think it's good to like get tossed out of your comfort zone a little bit every once in a while, because mm-hmm, you do go, it kind of, you question yourself and you go, do I like that? I don't know if I like that. Mm-hmm. Why don't I like that? Should I like that? Like,
it's actually really healthy. Huh?
It is very healthy. It's called an echo. It's called an echo chamber and getting out of your echo chamber. Because you,
wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Because we do get caught up in echo chambers, whether regardless of what you're into, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of refreshing just to like, to figure other things out, you know, constantly you're never using your brain to kind of think. You don't have to like agree with anything, but you can go, oh
yeah, you can just check it out.
It's just like any, it's just like anything, like going to another, visiting another state, seeing another, the way other people live. You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, nah, that's not for me, but that's pretty cool. I'll do it for a day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. For like, sure. Yeah, definitely.
We want to go, when we went to New York, like we stayed in Times Square and we did all the touristy stuff. We want to go, now we want to go and stay in Brooklyn and we want to like Airbnb an apartment and like live there. Like,
yeah,
like a tiny little apartment where there's a tiny little stove and like, We can have a little bit of food there, but we got to like go downstairs and down the street to eat. You know what I mean? Like, like immerse yourself into that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think both things are cool too. I like doing both. I like doing the touristy stuff. Yeah. I think it's fun. It's cheeky, you know, it's
especially cool in New York, because the touristy stuff is like super.
It's very like a rite of passage kind of thing. Like you have to do
Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building, you know, the World Trade Center stuff, like, that's all stuff that you should see. Everyone should see it. And if, and then, but you did it and there's no reason to do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like it's cool. Did it. Okay. Now I want to feel like I think just staying in Brooklyn for a week would be so sick.
That'd be so cool. That'd be so cool. And it's also interesting from the perspective of having kids because you get to do that again. Like you get to take, like you experience those things. And then now it's funny you say that because, well, depending on the win, lose, we don't know, but we were supposed to go back to San Francisco and check out Alcatraz. My kid is like stoked.
Oh
to
yeah. Check out so they've never been,
they've never been. So, I mean, I've been there before. It was cool, but now experience again, like with this person who's never experienced it before. And like, so you get to like do it twice.
Yeah. And it's cool when you have been there. Cause there's this thing where you're like, hey, look at this. Hey, make sure you see this. Like, cause you'll miss things a lot of times. So I've been Alcatraz twice now. Twice? Three times? I don't know.
Last time I went was way back when Angie was going to school there in the early 2000s. So I haven't been back in a long time. We've been back to San Francisco, but not that particular thing.
Me and Chelsea did we go? We went up and stayed with Joey for a little while one time. And then we went into San Francisco and we got lucky and we didn't know this was happening, but the air show was going on.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying
and
that's cool.
We didn't even know, so we just like parked, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden jets flew super low and we're all
you're like, what? You think there's a war
breaking
out?
Okay, this is either gonna be really good or really bad. I don't know what's happening. San Francisco seems like the place they would blow up if they're gonna do
That'd probably be one of the first ones they go after is blow San Francisco.
So like we're standing there right on the, you know, the bay and the jets are flying over and all this stuff, and then we got in this boat called like the Rock and Roll boat, and it seats like 30 people, and it's a jet boat, and it takes you out on the bay under the bridges, goes really fast, blasting music, and there's jets flying over us.
I was like, is this real life right now? I know, right? That's awesome. Yeah. That's super cool. I love San Francisco. That's one of my favorite cities is San Francisco. It's a great city. And again, like it's a nice getaway because that city never gets above like 75 degrees. No. So it's also a nice little, you know, break from the heat and everything like that.
Do you go to Fisherman's Wharf or what do you do when you're there?
When we go there, again, so like last year when we went, it was like new for the kids. So we're showing them, you know, like we went to the Full House Park, you know, like in the beginning of Full House. And I don't think we went to the Full House House that year. We went once before, but yeah, just
Lombard.
Like, you know, yeah, Lombard Street, Coit Tower, like all the cool stuff. And then just going back, seeing Angie's old school, like Angie lived there for 2 years, 2 or 3 years. So she gets really nostalgic going back to that place. So it's really cool for her to like, oh, we did this over here and we did this here. And so it's kind of cool, you know, so a lot of that kind of stuff, a lot of just kind of driving around.
Nostalgia is so crazy.
It is.
So Moonbeam, Milan, just moved out of his house and into the new one, and like they were eating their last. He was on his, this is on his story, so he's like eating the last meal. The house is empty, and he raised his kids there, so like they've never lived anywhere else. But then I just remember like moving out of our house, and you've lived in your house basically
my
entire life, so you've never experienced this, right? Like, do you? You like we this house was new when we bought it, right? But our old house where we got married, and like that was the first house we bought together, and all this stuff, and then now someone else is living in it, and it feels really weird. That
I couldn't imagine
it, because if you sit there and think about it, like not a lot of people think about this. It is it's really weird. It's like because you've done this, you've created these memories and stuff, and then imagine if you did move, because there was a point when you guys were talking about moving, getting a house.
Yeah.
And then someone else lives in your house, some other, and they're making their own memories, their own thing. And when you start to think about it, it gets really weird.
Yeah. That would freak me out a little bit. I'm going to do that later. Yeah. Just live in that for a minute.
Yeah. Live in it for a minute. Cause, well, I can still go on Zillow and find our old address, and it's still our photos from when, from our house. So it's still like the way we had the kitchen, the way we had the living room, our backyard. And, even after I don't know how many weeks after, but Chelsea would leave work and she would drive by the house.
Really? Just to go check it out.
I used to do that when I moved out of one of my houses when I lived in Moreno Valley. I used to go a certain way just to drive by and look. And you're like, you're looking in there and like you can just picture there's someone else eating dinner in that house and doing all these things and like creating their own memories and all this stuff. So I always say you should write something, and I'm going to do it in this house. Is like, this is who lived here. This is
This is who we are,
because I live on the internet too. So like you can find me and imagine like in 20 years, 30, 40 years, I'm maybe still here. Who knows? But imagine I'm gone and someone finds that in the attic and then they go on YouTube and then they go, this dude lived here. Look at, and they could even go back to videos and see the garage. See the backyard. They can go to the podcast and see this like all this cool stuff.
You know? Yeah. I didn't think. Yeah. That's crazy. That's super crazy. But yeah, no, that's cool, man.
Yeah. Like signing the back of cupboards, even, you know, when people used to put their handprints, the Adams family, whatever. So
I was funny. Cause when I had the patio built and all that new concrete put in, cause there are things around this place. Like it's like my sister's name and stuff. And so when I was having that patio built, I was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the Newtons and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to mess up the new cement.
Yeah, we'll just write it in chalk every day.
Yeah. But I just think that's funny.
How's Perg life been?
Oh, dude, it's been so good. It's so great. Like, that's the thing is, like, we were talking about this place and, like, how I exist here and stuff. But, yeah, man, it's great. It's peaceful. I send you guys little updates like through the group chat. Yeah. I'm all just living my Perg life.
Yeah, my best Perg life. That's cool.
Yeah, it's been cool. Yeah, it's been pretty awesome. But yeah, everything's going good.
We kicked the soccer ball around for 10 minutes out in the backyard and then have to come back in. The dog's dying. Dog's like, the dog will chase the soccer ball, bite it, drag it for 3 minutes and then look at us, run to the sliding glass door and look back at us. And then we throw the ball again. And the dog's like, God damn it. And goes and chases it and then gets it, does it. And then goes back to the door. The dog's like, hey man, are you going to let me in? And Chelsea are just like, no, come on, play with the ball.
That's hilarious. The dog's all, you guys are dog's insane. Like,
it's 110.
Yeah.
And I'm covered in fur. You guys are stupid.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah, we have 7 minutes before we make it an hour, just to let everybody know, we're recording this early, so we're like only 4 days, 5 days since we recorded the last one.
Yeah, I know. I think we recorded the last one on Friday.
And last night we were going to record this. This is Tuesday. We were going to record Monday night, and and I was kind of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, well, not freaking out, but I'm
freaking
like,
out. Man. But I go, literally nothing to talk about.
I know.
It's so bad. We need these guest episodes like something else.
I know. They're like, you know, I was like, we have never missed an upload every Monday. We're here doing it for the last 2 years, over 2 years now. And it's like, you could say like, oh yeah, we could take a break, but the guest episodes were the break.
They are the break. And we're going to record four here. That's a month's worth of episodes. and it gives us time to do stuff, mm-hmm. like slow down and all these other things. And then we can like record, and then I'm going to eventually come out there mm-hmm. and then record a bunch out there. And we just yeah. keep this thing going. I just wonder when the day is when we go, that's it. We don't have nothing to talk about.
I know. I don't even want to think about that, to be honest with you. Just because, like, it's just like, I still, like, it is time consuming.
It's time consuming, but it's not.
But I like doing it. Like, it feels like not only cool making these things, like, just sitting. Because, like, we're going to do this anyway, right?
Exactly.
And I'm sorry.
If the cameras aren't on, we would do this anyways.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, we might as well record it. Might as well.
That's why we started
create
doing
something
this.
Out of it. Right. Oh, exactly. You know. But also, it's a real tremendous sense of accomplishment every Monday having these things, you know. And I'm pretty sure, like, you know, there are people out there wondering the same thing, like, when is it going to be a Monday and there's no episode, you know? Yeah. Like, but it's pretty rewarding and pretty, like, satisfying yeah. every Monday putting these things out. The quality.
And you know what? There could be one. There could be a Monday where we have a 10-minute episode.
I know,
yeah, but
right?
It's still going to be there.
It's still going to be
we
there.
We should put a couple 10-minute episodes together, like on our next road trip. We'll just like record and we'll put those away.
That's actually not a bad
one
idea.
One Monday when we're like, hey, man, we got nothing. We're like, hey, let's put the road trip to so-and-so. Let's throw it on really there. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But no, it's still going good. Yep. Thanks for tuning in this Monday. We still have one more of these kind of episodes next week.
Yeah, but we get to talk about, we have the lake to talk about.
Yeah,
take a bunch of video. Are you taking your pocket?
Oh yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so yeah, take a bunch of video. Get Holly to talk. Get the twins to talk.
That's a good idea.
Don't get Joey to talk.
Joey doesn't really talk anyway.
He kind of mumbles.
He just mumbled along.
You know, get that. I'm sure you're gonna go on the boat and stuff. But Holly was like, "You guys got to come up," or Joey said, "You guys got to come up," and I was like, "I know. We should have came up with Frank." And then he goes, "No." He goes, "There's already too many damn people coming up that week."
Yeah, I know. There's a lot.
He goes, come up another time.
I really appreciate it, Holly, Joey. Really appreciate it. But yeah, no, that's a cool idea. Yeah, that's definitely what I'll do. I'll put together some of that and we'll have some clips. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, put together a little lake montage of like 5 minutes so we can be like, all right, mm-hmm. cut to the lake.
It's going to be the maiden voyage of the tundra.
Yep.
I'm taking the tundra on the trip. I'm really excited about that.
I was laughing so hard when you used the Titan for the well. I was like, I told Chelsea, I was like, I don't even know why they bought a truck.
Pure fun. That's it. I know. Yeah. To go back to the well thing. When I bought the tank, I took the Titan to go pick it up, to go install it. And
I'm like, you know, that's a very expensive thing not to use.
No, I know. Well, I'm not ready yet.
Not ready to?
Oh, but I did buy a bed cover for it. You saw the bed cover. Yeah, because we're getting ready. We're doing this trip, and, you know, we wanted to be able to lock our stuff put all of our shit in the back and lock it up.
Ooh, going to San Francisco with it?
Yeah. Yeah, whoa. Boom, right in the heart of that bitch.
You're gambling there.
Yeah, but that's, again, why we bought the cover. And I told Angie, I was like, before we get into the city, whatever we don't want in the thing outside the city, put it in the bed, and then drive into the city. And so this one, the one that I got,
also just don't park on the street, just pay to park, because if you're parking on the street there, you're taking a gamble. But if you park mm-hmm. like in a parking structure, then it's less of a gamble.
Last year we took the Camry, but luckily I found out that the Camry isn't one of the ones that they go after. Because I guess on a lot of these cars, you can, when you bust the window, you can open up the trunk from there, or put down the seats. You can put down the seats from there, or something. But like the only way to put down the seats in the Camrys, you have to open the trunk to pull them. And anyway, so that wasn't the ones that they'd really do that to, but. Yeah, so the one I got, it's a Rough Country bed cover. It's one that rolls up on itself into its own like little space. And because like I bought a trifold cover for the Titan, but it was a soft one, so also one has to just stick a knife in it and just cut it and open it up. But this one's hard. I think it's gonna do well. It keeps everything dry and hidden. So
Well, you're not taking a bunch of expensive stuff up in there, and it's not like
just like the normal stuff for vacation. My goal, and I'll tell you guys if I made it or not. My goal is 24 miles to the gallon. That's my goal. So I'm going to set it at like 65, 70, let that adaptive cruise control do its thing, and then see what happens. because they've only taken it on the freeway a few times. And the one time that I sent you I took a picture of the thing and it says getting like 28 miles to the gallon, but I was going downhill through the pass. That was just more of a joke kind of thing. Like, oh, look at the Tundra getting 28 miles to the gallon.
What? So you've just really basically driven it around town.
Yeah. Driven around town. And right now I'm getting it about between 13 and a half and 14 miles to the gallon around town.
Yeah. That's what you see like on the forums. People are like, I thought these were supposed to get more. And it's like, not when you're around town. Throttle in, throttle out, throttle in, throttle out. Like,
but it's better than the Titan around town gets like 11 miles to the gallon. So
I don't know how you get 11 miles a gallon. I get 15 driving around town.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got,
you have a heavy foot. You drive like a maniac.
You know, I know I do. Yeah. I 100% admit that. Like, and Angie too. So Angie's not innocent this whole thing. Like, it's like we drive green, red, green, red.
Yes.
So I know. It's completely self-inflicted. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my goal. 24 miles to the gallon. First time on the road trip. Hopefully nothing happens. I don't have any Tundra updates for the motors or recalls or anything like that. Yeah. But I have been a little more objective on looking at like the content that I'm consuming. And since our conversation last week, I've been like now proactively like trying to see how I like how I consume all of this content. Yeah. And just this morning, I came across a short, what does YouTube call them?
Shorts.
Not reels. No, shorts. There you go. Yeah, that makes sense. Came across a short, and the guy's like, the same thing. It's like, why Tundras are the motors are blowing up. And I'm like, okay, click on it. And again, he's just like, Toyota did a recall. But I'm like, yeah, but there's no substance. Yeah. You said
you're
nothing.
Just getting it for views. It's funny because on Reddit now, the Tundra thing always gets suggested to me. So I'm like, I'm going to go in there and watch it.
So you're up in that bitch.
So funny, man. It's like,
oh dude,
I
told you, are you looking at our Tundra or our Toyota Tundra?
I don't know.
Okay. So if you're looking at our Tundra, that's the smaller one. That's not really popping, but the Toyota Tundra one, that's where all the beef is going down. I'm telling you, it's the 5.7 owners. It's the 3.5 owners. Just,
and you know what? It's so funny. Cause all it is, the 5.7 guys, if they were like, hey, here's a deal on a brand new Tundra, they'd go, I'm taking it. But it's because they haven't bought one yet.
Right.
Or I don't want to say can't afford one. Or, you know what I mean?
Well, because like there's guys, you have the second gen guys, the third gen guys, and then you have these like, they call them the 2.5 gens, right? They're like, I think it was like 19 and 20.
Yeah.
Those are the only 2 years of the 2.5 gens. And then you have those guys. And those guys paid 50-60 grand for those trucks, so they're in it as much as the third gen guys, you know.
Yeah.
And then also, now that I think about it, a lot of that beef is from those guys. Probably is that like I spent 30 40 or 50 grand on my truck and it's not a third gen.
Well, that,
because I bought it before they came out with a new gen.
That, and if you tend to watch like the guys that bought like the used ones that are 10 15 20 grand that are way older, they're just like, yeah, I bought this because it's real truck. And you're like,
right.
No, you bought that because that's what you could afford. Like,
right.
Again,
yeah.
This goes, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to everyone defending their decision.
That's
not
saying,
what they bought, but
sense.
their actual decision.
It's making, and I'm guilty of it too.
We're all guilty of it. Every single person, because you defend where you live. You defend the sports team. You thought everything. The camera you buy, Canon, it's a piece of shit. Sony.
Sony.
It's like, no, you're just defending.
And then the Nikon guy, and you're like, get out of here.
Yeah. You're just defending the money you spent. You spent the money, and you want to make yourself feel good about the money you spent.
Right.
So I'm going to do the same thing. When I spend a bunch of money on some stupid electric truck, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell everyone it's the best thing in the world, and I'm going to cry in the background because I can't tow across town.
Right. That's funny. Yeah, basically. But yeah, so that's the Tundra update. So I'll let everybody know how that goes next week. And we made it over an hour. Look at us. Another one.
I will. You're coming back. When are you leaving?
Tomorrow morning. That's going to be interesting too, about like when to, because this is up on my channel currently.
I'll do it. I'll just do it tonight. Editing to do right now. That's due now. And then, after I do that, I'll edit this and then send it to you so you can get it uploaded tonight.
Yeah, I can do it tomorrow. Okay, or tonight.
Whatever.
Later tonight. Yeah. Yeah, or tomorrow morning. Whatever. Yeah, cool.
All
right.
Then, and you can add all the photos you want to it because I got nothing to add.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. I can do that as well.
All right.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right, well, thanks.
We have shirts. $20 shipped. Just blowing them out. Hoodies.
Yeah?
Oh, I think
yeah.
I put them for $40 shipped. So.
Are you talking about drop stuff?
Drop stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you want drop stuff, get it. Because we need
Grinder-TV.com. Yeah,
because we want to work on another design, and we don't want to have a bunch of shirts. So,
yeah, yeah. Do we have any idea what the next design is, or are we starting
to? I want to do something that says, like, I kind of talked to Chris about it before, but just do like a it's been a week, something okay. that something that. So, if you have any ideas,
yeah.
If anyone has any ideas,
I'll mull it over. Bacon, what do you think?
Yeah, bacon.
Tell us what shirts we should make,
and we'll tell you that's a great idea, and we won't do it.
Exactly. All right. See you next week. Bye.